Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Hero. A visit today with Dan Miller. He's the Kentucky Beef Network's industry coordinator. We'll talk about the network in a minute, but over the years, one of their goals is to develop educational programs to help farmers put money in the bank. I visited with Dan at the recent Cattlemen's Association convention, and they feel like their latest offering is a winner.
We do. We have a new program called Grazing for Cash. It's part of the Graze 300 program, and that's essentially an intensive management program that allows a farmer to try to graze his cattle for 300-plus days of the year, essentially only feeding hay 60 days or less. We've had some experience that feeding no hay is actually possible, so it's a really good opportunity to improve the efficiency on the farm.
This program and others through the network is doing just that, and he says through the years, operations of all sizes have benefited from network efforts.
The Kentucky Beef Network is established through the tobacco buyout money. We're funded through the Agriculture Development Fund. We are geared to have programs basically to get some of that buyout money that the state received to the producers. So we have programs that help them as far as education or maybe bettering their farm through genetics or some sort of program like that that helps the producers get more efficient and more profit on their farm.
Beef cattle production has been an ag development target from the beginning because it's so widespread in the state. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
The 49th Annual National Farm Machinery Show, America's largest indoor ag exposition, February 12th through the 15th in Louisville at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Free admission daily, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Parking just $8. Then get ready for the excitement as the 46th Annual National Farm Machinery Show Championship Tractor Pull, sponsored by Syngenta. Also, February 12th through the 15th at Freedom Hall. Tickets at the Freedom Hall Ticket Office, Ticketmaster by phone, or at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets subject to availability, Friday and Saturday nights. Sell out early.
Over the years, Dan Miller says the Beef Network has featured management-intensive training like the Master Cattleman's Program and since Master Backgrounder and Master Marketer. He says ag development targets have focused on genetics and cost share for cattle handling equipment and feed storage, the last two dovetailing nicely with this new Grazing for Cash offering. He says to some degree they can customize that training for needs of specific farms.
There's a number of different management tools that we use, and we do an initial assessment of the farm to see what they may be already doing or already have. It can be something as simple as overseeding clover in their existing stand to get some legumes and to get that nitrogen content up. It can be as extreme as maybe using summer or winter annuals in the middle of the seasons when the fescue's not growing or there's nothing there that we have an annual that the cattle can graze to extend that season. So there's a lot of different steps in it. It's a complex kind of tiered system, but it can be really efficient when used properly.
Cattlemen can check it all out online at kycattle.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.